March is the best month. The end of winter, so ready for it. When it gets this nice, I cannot wait to get my bike out. My office is only about a mile and a half away from my house, but it costs $14 a day to park there. So mostly I commute on my bike, but not in the winter. I'm just not that hardcore. I don't know. Black ice, wind chill. I mean, I already hate driving in the snow. I can't imagine riding my bike in it. But people do it. You know this. You've seen them around town. They're weird, fat tire bikes, full face masks, icicle mustaches. They're crazy, right?
Lucy. This one's a little neurotic.
Joshua Duggan is one of those people. I met him at his place one morning a couple of weeks ago. There was still a solid 2 feet of snow on the ground in Grand Rapids.
Today's a pretty warm day, being 24. Everything's relative when you've just come out of the coldest winter on record, right?
Duggan takes his boots off the heat vent on the floor. He slips on a pair of giant cream-colored mittens, handmade out of old wool sweaters.
Head out into the garage.
In the garage, he shows off his new ride, one of these bikes built for winter commuting.
It has 4-inch wide tires, and actually I have a 5-inch wide tire in the front. It just gives a lot better traction.
He fixes a blinking red light on the back of his bike and another on the front. He buckles his bike helmet over a fleece hat, closes the garage door, takes off. Duggan could drive to work in about 20 minutes, tops. On the bike in the winter, it takes twice as long. Duggan's been doing this for more than 10 years. He's a pro. He biked across the country once. I can't keep up with that.
Well, my name is Eric Bowens, and I have been winter biking for the first time this year.
Now this guy, much closer to my level. Bowens commutes on his bike on days like today. You know, nice days.
In the past, I was concerned about ice and snow and getting hit by cars in narrowed streets.
But back in January, Bowens got himself a late Christmas present of sorts. One of those fat tire bikes I saw Duggan riding. He loves it. But what about the cold?
You know that if you cover your skin and you do physical exercise, you warm up. And I actually find I'm less cold on my bike than if I get in a cold car and I have to wait 4 miles for the heater to kick on.
Sure. Sometimes it's inconvenient. But Bowens points out the positives, winter biking. He's got some major exercise already built into his day.
I feel like my mind is sharper if I've exercised in the morning. I'm not in a steel box, so I see people, I say hello to people, I'm connected to people.
Others told me they enjoy the snowy views some winter bike commutes offer, or that they feel safer cruising at a low speed on a bike than they do racing around on slippery highways with all those other idiot drivers.
I think it's really just the mental barrier of thinking that it seems too crazy. And then once you do it, you solve problems individually, and they're all solvable.
I don't know. Maybe they're not crazy. I mean, these two don't seem crazy, at least. I'm coming around to the idea. Maybe next winter I get the courage, guys. Maybe next year. In Grand Rapids, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.